We'll miss 100.
Reb Shimon holds that you could do Yibum v'Shesochiv Shalai Hoyo Bo Ilomoy v'Yibum v'Achakach Noilat, and Rabbonon hold that you cannot do Yibum v'Yibum v'Achakach Noilat. The Gemara says Reb Shimon is right, it's Tochbo v'Metzo v'Heto. And the Gemara says the time of the Rabbonon is Yibum v'Morishoinim Oleo. So even that is Yibim ve'achar kech noilad, is Yibumim orishoinim. If lefi Reb Elchanan, b'meile shishaf tanesro, if Yibumim orishoinim means she has a shame zikif and meishisochiv shel ha'ayor bo'ilomoy, but that's the teretz in the Gemara. That even v'yibim ve'achar kech noilad, Reb Shimon take a hold that you could do Yibum. But Rabbanon hold that you cannot do Yibum, because Yibumim orishoinim, epes blayv. What is this epes blayv? Other the epes blayv is nesro, although the epis blind, as is a zikim machmas derishon. Vinidvi, frag the Gemara, if it's yibumim rishonim aleo. So why the halacha is in braisa shtei tu chidushim? Melamed shemegarsha beget umachziro. That he's allowed to divorce her with a get and she doesn't need chalitza. And the second chidush is allowed to take her back. Why she doesn't need chalitza? Stoch yibumim rishonim aleo. Stoch yibumim rishonim aleo. She would need chalitza. So why the halacha is melamed shemegarsha beget umachziro? Why she doesn't need chalitza? That's the Gemara's kasha. And we mentioned that it's two mahalchim how to understand pshat in the Gemara's kasha. One pshat shita srashi, that the Gemara is kepshuta. Frag the Gemara, if yibum rishonim aleo. So why would aloha is when Shimon wants he could divorce her with a get? Why you don't need chalitza? Stoch yibum rishonim. Stoch etach. Stoch yibum rishonim aleo. Why she doesn't need chalitza? This is Rashi. The Ramban learns that the Gemara is asking two kashas. One kasha, why you could divorce her? Why she doesn't need chalitza? And kasha, why you could divorce her? Why she doesn't need chalitza? And second kasha is, not only why she doesn't need chalitza, second kasha is, why you machzir? Why is allowed to take her back? Why is allowed to take her back? Zog Reb Nochem, Rashi state no, that this kasha of the Gemara later in the Flamentes, why is allowed to take her back, it's stama kasha. Stama kasha. Melamed shemegarsha begetu machziru, why is allowed to take her back? He was mekayim mitzvah yibum. When he finished the mitzvah yibum, he divorces her. Finish. What is the heter to take her back? It's not a isur eish esach. What is the heter to take her back? That's the Gemara's kasha. Why is allowed to take her back? Honishkin shayches the yibum orishayni. And the Ramban learns that both kashas, why she doesn't need a chalitza, and why he's allowed to take her back, is because yibumim rishonim. So we explained yesterday that it's two halakim. The first chalak is pasha. Then we have a gemara daf lametes, and the gemara by us, lametes mumefush, that the gemara wants to know two chidushim. Why she doesn't need a chalitza, and why you're allowed to take her back. And the Ramban learns that both kashas are only because yibumim rishonim aleo. If because Yibum HaRishonim, she would need a chalitza, and because Yibum HaRishonim, you would not be allowed to take her back. And Rashi learns, no, chalitza tak, it doesn't take more as kasha by us. If it's no Yibum HaRishonim, why is it enough to divorce her? Why you don't need chalitza? But the second kasha, that why melamed shemegarsha beget umachziru, why is allowed to take her back? This is stam a kasha. Stam, you did Yibum and you divorced her, why are you allowed to take her back? And we explain from Reb Nochem. Now, what is the machlekes? Why the Ramban didn't learn that the second kasha is misvore, and the Ramban had to learn pshat in the Gemara Lamites that it's from a pasuk? Because it's Rashi l'shitos and the Ramban l'shitos. Rashi and Tesis that learn that the heter of mitzvah yibum is lemitzvah soi dahilu. The heter is to do yibum. The erve is muter liyibum. Rashi and Bei says not even for kiddushin. Tesis calls it eser dechaloisase. Frek the Gemara when the mitzvah finished, the ishesach has to come back. So this is one kasha. Why to take it back? The mitzvah is over. What is the heter to take it back? What is the mitzvah is over. Why to take it back? There's no heter to take it back. So the Gemara is asking a kasha mitzvah. Why are you allowed to take it back? The mitzvah is over. Masha'eng, lefi the Ramban, it's chutar michlolo'i, or lefi the Rashbo. But the Rashbo learns as was. that the heter is Hutra Venesa because of Hutra Tazel Heterorishan. After the Ishisach goes off, the Ishisach never comes back. If the Ishisach never comes back, so the Gemara can ask the Kasha, why are you allowed to take her back? What is the Kasha? The Ishisach fell off. How are you allowed to take her back? This is the reason they have to learn Pshat in the Gemara, Daf Lamites, that the Gemara is only asking a Kasha, Val Yibumim Rishonim Aleo, so why are you allowed to take her back? So, I want to be Mazlu. Coming to the second Chelek. Dehainu. It's clear in Daf Lamites that it's two questions. Say an Chalitze, and say why you're allowed to take her back. Vayos, Rashi says, Taki the Gemara only asks an Chalitze. And Daf Lamites is the same Gemara, and the Gemara is asking both questions. Why melamed shemegarsha beget and you don't need chalitze? And why you allowed to take her back? Rashi learns the first kasha is because of yibma. Why you don't need chalitze? The second kasha is a svara. Why you allowed to take her back? The Ishisach has to come back. The Ramban learned, no, both kashas in Daf Lamites is because of yibma. Frek the Gemara, why you need chalitze? And you will need chalitze and you will not be allowed to take her back. So on this chalik, Reb Nochum said very clear. Rashi l'shitosoi, and the second chalik, you didn't need yibma. Mechatesi, you're allowed to take it back. You finished to do the mitzvah. Mechatesi, you're allowed to take it back. This is the reason the first chelik Rashi Taki explained that it's a kasha because we yibma. Why you don't need chalitze? But the second kasha, why I'm allowed to take it back? It's a kasha misvora. It's no chesh yisach. You finished the mitzvah. What is the etta to take it back? Masha'ein kein, lefi the Ramban, the yisach fell off, zutar michloloi, the Rashi learned zutar v'nesor, zutar michloloi. They had to learn that both questions in Daf Lamites. It's vasid over yidmo, why you don't need chalitze? Vasid over yidmo, why you're allowed to take her back? This was the shtickle that we said yesterday from Reb Nochum. Klo. So this is a rein zetz klo, the sugya in Daf Lamites. The kasha and this is, okay, Reb Nochum is right b'cheshvi. Why the Ramban cannot have a kasha misvore, and he has to learn the Gemara in Lamites, that the Gemara means to ask on both, and mainly he says that the Gemara by us also means to ask on both. And Rashi didn't have a problem. He could learn that the Gemara by us is only on Chalitze, and the Kasha and the Yidmo is a Kasha Misvor. Yeah, maybe the Ramban had different Gilson Lamites, but I think Ramban Gilson Daf Lamites. Say, the Cheshmu from Nochem is a Klore Cheshmu. But the problem is what comes out of the Cheshmu. Rashi is this. Rashi is Klore. Frank the Gemara, you married a lady, you did Yibum, and you divorce her. If Yibum are Rishonim, if she's attached to you, you will need Chalitze. If today you boom in Barishonim, you would need chalitza, a chloric kasha. And for the Gemara, there is a cost if you don't need chalitza. Then for the Gemara, stop. Why are you allowed to take it back? Why are you allowed to take it back? What is the heter to take it back? What is the heter to take it back? Is no heter to take it back? It's not a kasha misvor. But lefi the Ramban, what is the Gemara's kasha? Melamed shemigashu begetu machziro. Why get this enough? You don't need chalitza. It's not a yibma. Say it. Second kasha, why are you allowed to take her back after you divorced her? Sidovi yibma. So what of sidovi yibma? Why the yibma will be a reason that you will not be allowed to take her back? Why the yibma could be a reason that is an issue to take back a wife? You're right, misvara the Ramban didn't find no issue. Because when you divorce, when you make yibum, the ishisach disappears. Say, no ishisach. Rashi learned the ishisach doesn't disappear. So Rashi learned that the Gemara's kasha is, very good, misvara. The Ishisach doesn't disappear. He finished the mitzvah, let the Ishisach to come back. We said, Tesis and Chesam and Beis asked, even at Biashmir, let it to be us. The Ramban learns the Ishisach falls off. So the Mele, he had to learn Pshat and Lametes, and the Mele, he said Pshat by us, that the Gemara is meaning to ask, Valsid of Yibma, don't have a heter to take it back. And the Shalom, what is the Shaychus? I could hear, Valsid of Yibma, you have to have Chalitza after the Gerushim, because she's left over, she's a shtickle Yavama yet. So even if you divorce her, Abadu Chalitza also. But why the yibma would be a reason that you're not allowed to take it back? Why the yibma could be a reason that it would be an issue to take it back? How the yibma could be an issue not to take it back? Fakat. If she's a yivama, weiter a mitzvah, weiter a reason to take it back. How the yibma could be a reason not to take it back? So the Welt wants the answer like this. What is the Pshat lefi the Ramban that the Ishisach fell off? She became a Yevama, there's no more Ishisach. You do Yibum, there's no more Ishisach. But she was married to my brother, there's no more Ishisach. The Ishisach is Mutter. What happened to the Ishisach? It's like the Welt, I think they say B'Shem Rebaran. As Rebaran gizok to say, You write that the Ishisach goes off. You write that the Ishisach goes off. There's no more Ishisach. The Ishisach disappeared. No more Ishisach. Mask. Zok Rebaron, I'm stopped. Zok Rebaron, I want to use my old Yesod. Arayas are also forever, even when the brother dies, because Epes Giblibu from the issues. So the man of the issue stays, even though he died. She was a Ishisach, we said the issue stays. Lo Yitzir, the issues will stop in Gansan. So that is no problem. The reason it's mutter is, the issues disappears in Gansan. If the issues disappears, there's no more Isur Arayas. If Epes is left, Sidor Isur Arayas. Those are the club. Those are the club. So every arise we know, my brother married someone and he died. Why am I not allowed to marry her? Eishesach, either brother is not living, but the Eishesach blind. Eves give living with the Eishesach. My father's wife. Eves give living with the Eishesach. Eves blind from the Yisrael. As a Pasha's Yibum, Hashem said, Klapi Yibum, the Eishesach disappears. The Gemara understand that what is the getter that the Ishisach disappears? Hashem clapping me took away the issues from the brother and he gave it to me. And there's no more issues left by the brother. This is the reason it's mutar michlole. That the issues of the brother disappeared. The getter of the Torah is the Torah was mafkia the issues from the brother, clapping me. But man, it's not an Ishisach anymore. This is the getter of the Torah that will be mutar forever. Hashem took away the issues. The issues disappeared. There's no more issues. That's Tamas. It was awful. Hashem took away the issues. Clapping me is no more issues. Frank the Gemara, if Sidai Yibumim Arishayim Aleo, says Yogim Libin Issues. Says the Chayar V'Gemura, how she could be Mutar? It's not Tam. Hashem said that Issues is not here anymore. The gather is, Hashem was mafkia the issues from Reuven, the man of Shimon is allowed to live with her. So, well, it's not Emes. You're telling me that even after the Yibum, she's called Eishes Reuven, that when Levi comes, he sees the issues, the Zika. The Zika Giblim. So for the same reason, there was a Sarkadaito that I will need to do Chalitza, mean that even clapping me, maybe the Teretz of the Gemara is clapping me, it's Mufka and Gansen. But the Gemara understanding, Yibum is showing me that even clapping me, she's the Skuka yet. She's in the Parsha of Yibum. If she's a parasha of Yibum, it's Ishisach. The Gemara didn't stam understand Hutar Michlaloi that is no more Isur Ishisach. The getter was that clapping me, the Ishis Ruben is Nifka. Hashem said, no more Ishis Ruben, made a Shimon could stay forever with her. Because clapping Shimon, Hashem was Mafkiya Ishis Ruben. This means, be a Shnir Mutar, everything is Mutar. Zog the Gemara, Ashtayt Yibum Marishayni Maleo, Shayt Asi Giblim in Ishis Ruben. Asi Giblim in Ishis Ruben? So the mitzvah Yibum, after first beer, she has to be also already. So you're not allowed to take her back. Where we see that it's Emes, in the Chidusha Ramban by us, Zok the Ramban, that when the Gemara asked the Kashi Yibum Arishani Maleo, that you will not be allowed to take her back, the Gemara could have asked a better question. Even Bia Shnia has to be also. What the Ramban wants. Nochabot. The Ramban himself holds that we never ask the Kashi from Bia Shnia, he said in the beginning his man, Teras HaOdom. Why? The Ramban doesn't learn Esed Echeloi to say. Hashem was Matir Dei Shesach. He says he doesn't understand what the Rishonim asked, what happened to Bia Shnia. The Ishisach is Mutar, there's no more Ishisach. What the Gemara is asking by us? Yibum HaRishonim. What does Yibum HaRishonim says? Yibum HaRishonim says that the Ishisach from Reuven stays. If it stays, Dr. Ramban, let the Gemara to ask a better Kashi. Not only why I'm allowed to take her back. Let the Gemara to ask, even Bia Shnia has to be also. The Hayim. Taisis and Dabchez ask the Kashi, if it's Esed Echeloisa say, is Mutar Bia Rishonim? Bia Shnia has to be also. Lo yimistaber she'amru Teiro legarish. But be'etzem Bia Shnia. This is the reason Tesis by us learn that be'etzem Bia Shnia has to be also. So maybe Tesis learned that when the Gemara asked the Kashi, u'machzir or misvora, how are you allowed to take it back? The Ramban learned, amisvora is not shver. I learned Hashem was matir the Ishisach. The Ishisach is poka, klapi Shimon is no mushem Ishisach. She's only Ishis Shimon. Zogri B'lchon, what do you mean? Zogri B'rabar, what do you mean poka? We have a klal in Arayas. If it's poka, the Ishisach disappears. This was the whole vote. If it's a poka, the Ishisach disappears. That's in the chetz of the vote. It's a poka. The getter of Yibum is that it's mafkia. And Rabban says a klal in Arayas, that if it's a poka, the first one, the second one is muta. So that's meant the Gemara. But Zayin do a poka. Zogri B'lchon, but Yibum HaRishayim Shtet, that is the leftover from Ishis Rufin. If it's leftover, it's no poker. Zog der Ramban, so the Gemara could have asked better. Forget about Biyashni, about Melamed Shemagash or Magetha Machziro. The Gemara could have asked, even Biyashni has to be also. They should start with him. What? The first, that's mitzvah to bekach. Hashem said you're allowed to. So one of the two. Oh, no, it's the Chalais to say, oh, you learn out from Ezra Hoshesh Bekores. Hashem said you're allowed to do it. It's not a car. Hashem said, what? Not Shabbat by Lomari. We're not handling our Shabbat by Lomari. Handling every game, which is Melamed Shemagash or Begetu Machziro. Melamed Shemagash or Begetu Machziro, we're not on Shabbat by Lomari. So the Yesaida Dvorim is the vault of Rav Nochem Be'etzel. And Tzikunta is, it's not standard that Ramban said such a pshat. It's one shtickle Be'etzel. The Gemara in the Flamites and Bayos Bektzoro asks two kashas. Let the need a chalitza and be an issue to take her back. The Ramban learns, Misvor, if you learn that the Yeshisach is mutar, there's no reason she be also to take her back. But mainly he learns both of the kashas are one kasha. Valsido Be'ibmo. What is the lomdus? Normally we learn that the Yeshisach is nifka. Here we see that the Zikr stays, you will need a chalitza and be an issue because she is a Yeshis Ruven. And for the Gemara, in Ashi Kishne Lecholdovo, it's nifka legamri klapi mi. Not clapping my bottom, we have to know what it means. But Nasik Yishne Lecholdovo, clapping me is Mufkan Gansin. The other Rishonim learn nine. The Heter is taking only one beer. Tesis asks is taking even beer Shneer, taking as a Tesis of Zogin Terutzim of beer Shneer. The Mele Abadim is Svori, not allowed to take it back, you need a Posuk. The Gemara is only asking Einzach. Valsid of a Yidmo. For the Gemara, you will have to have a Chalitza. This is Ein Chalik from the Gemara. It's another Chalik here in the Gemara, the Keren Oiro, is Me'oire Rashay Neshayla. Keren Oiro puts his question in. He has his derech. I think there's a lot of lomdes gepaktach in this Keren Oiro. We know lemaise that frek de gemore if we eat mo yibum arishonim aleo, so why the person could make yibum and allow to divorce his wife? Melamed shemegar shabeget. After yibum, you will need chalitza. So the gemore brings the posuk nasa ki ishto, you don't need chalitza. Zog de Keren Oiro. We'll stop a second in the Habam in the Gemara. Without the extra posuk v'nasik ishtoi, the Gemara wants to learn that every brother, you do yibum, you divorce your wife, oh, but you need to do chalitza. Yibum arishonim aleha, it stays stuck. And the Gemara says it's a posuk, and the Gemara doesn't like the posuk. She says, my ro'iso, and mistabro, there's no real teretz. No, I mean real. The Gemara has a teretz, but it's not black and white teretz. So nasik ishtoi, the Gemara fakel, v'yibma. My roiso, mistabu shodi isura isura, shodi atera atera. But the hainu, on cheshboines from shaklevetare from gemore, the gemore wants that every yevoma in the world that you do yibum, if you stay with her, gizuntahat. If you divorce her, you will need chalitza. Regneker in Reiro, poshtakash, selchur, it's not only if you divorce her. If Shimon dies, she will also need chalitza. So if Shimon dies, she will need chalitza. Not only melamed shebegar shebegetu machziro. The Gemara asks us, why when I divorce her, so she could go home, why I don't need chalitza? The Gemara could have said, be'etzem, every time when I die, she will need chalitza. Now you're right, if I die, I can't give chalitza, but that's when I'm dead. The same. So the next brother will need to do chalitza. So Levi will need to do chalitza to Eishes Ruben. So when Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, and Shimon dies, so now Eishes Reuven needs Chalitza. We'll start without kids. Shimon dies without kids. Reuven dies, nochabo. If Reuven made Yibum and he divorces his wife, Frek de Gemore, as Yibum and Morishoinim, do Chalitza now. And we said, and the Gemore doesn't switch from the question. Gradually she switched. Nasik Ishtar is a posuk. But as the klolim, as the building shaboy, the gemara wants it will be a chalitza. Maybe yes, taki. Maybe the gemara doesn't have a mocker. So my shaila is, Reuven Shimon Levi. Reuven dies. Shimon does yibum. Shimon dies. No, yibum marishoy. The whole sugya said that when he dies, yibum marishoy. I'm then gigang in the gemara. That is the reason Shnei Ba'ilom is yibum marishoy. So Shimon dies now. No, she needs chalitza. You're right, Shimon is dead. But Levi is the brother of Reuven. Everyone is Hayah Ba'ilamai. So now this lady, Lechure, she wants to get married. She has two reasons she needs Yibum now. First, because she was married to Shimon. And also because she was married to Reuven. She needs chalitza from Reuven and yibum from Shimon. It's a Friday Kiran Oyer, it's Eish Shtei Meisim. But let's not be kasha now. This means in the sense, can you say? What? Melamed shemegarsho beget frek the Gemara, when you divorce, you will need chalitza. And again, the Gemara doesn't have a teretz on it. She wants to say, Einechenami. The reason you don't say, well, I'm asking you, Lemaisa, why you don't do chalitza? Why you don't do chalitza? You look, the Gemara looks for a mocker. Everyone is by Lomoy. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven does Yibum and he's Megarasha. She needs a get? She needs chalitza? Frag me more, why not? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Evan by Lomoy. Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum. Shimon dies, she needs chalitza? Yeah? She needs Yibum from Al Shimon. She needs Chalitza as Eishes Reuven? Everyone is Hoya by Lomoy. What's the Shaykh to Reb Shimon Rabbonin if everyone Hoya by Lomoy? What's the Shaykh to say Reb Shimon Rabbonin if everyone Hoya by Lomoy? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies. Shimon does Yibum. Shimon dies. She needs Chalitza? Ayala. Nada, it's Reuven. What shaykh is the Shimon? What shaykh is Yibum? What Yibum? Reuven, Shimon? I asked al Shimon now? No, come on. Listen. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum. Shimon dies, she needs chalitza al Reuven or not? Does it a shayla? Abad emish? She needs chalitza al Reuven. So now she needs Yibum al Shimon and chalitza al Reuven. Eish ish nimeish? Siken is that? So what do you tell me? No, but if Levi does Yibum to Shimon, so he took over the Yibum, so Niskayim, the Yibum from Shimon, Be'eshes Reuven. Niskayim a Yibum, Shel Eshes Reuven, I'm going into the shoes of Shimon, so I'm holding on Shimon's Yibum, and Shimon already has the Yibum, so the Yibum is Mamshich. But this, even though some wanted to say, this is Samaratis.
Once Shimon died, the Zika Reuven doesn't fall off?
I'm asking you why. If he divorces her, the Zikah of Reuven stays. So why when he dies it doesn't disappear? Why when he dies it doesn't come back? Why when he dies it doesn't come back? So what do you say? Vala miyavim Shimon, and Shimon had a Yibum in Reuven. The Gemara, again, we have to mazur the kashif in the Kirin Oyer. It's not stamacha. The Gemara wants to say that the Yibum from Reuven is not strong enough that if you divorce, you need a get. And you need a chalitza. And the Gemara doesn't switch off. The Gemara doesn't have a raya brur that it can be. The Gemara says, maybe yes, maybe not. Now we know that every time Reuven, Shimon, Levi, it's a Gemara. It's a psukim that you don't have to do nothing. So it's all, I mean, this is the whole parasha of Yibum in the Torah. The shayla is, why when Shimon dies, you don't need... So some wanted to say, because if I will do Yibum... What? Tzoratzor is psukim of Tzoratzor on them. That Reuven, Shimon, Levi, that Levi does Yibum to Eishes Shimon, it's a pasuk, it's a ptur of Tzoras Tzoras. Maybe the Keren Oyer says that it's psukim, that Reuven, Shimon, Levi, you do Yibum. It's not come out from our city. So the Keren Oyer takes care of this Cheshbon, what is the psukim of that? So the Shaila is, why when Shimon dies, you don't need Chalitza? So he says, Ander HaMeratzim Gibel Zogun, that if Levi is Meyavim Shimon, so Keilu Shimon is living yet, so Keilu, when Shimon divorces, it's over. So Yibum Rishonim yells, where I am. But when Levi takes over Eishes Shimon, so the Kesher Shimon is living. So the Yibum is Mamshich. Shlishim Bekeach Sheni Yuba. But this is only good if he took the wife of Reuven that fell to Shimon. But if he marries the second wife of Shimon, so he doesn't have to take Dafka this one. He could take the second wife of Shimon. So that Eishes Reuven needs Chalitza. It takes care. I'm talking about that. But Lemaisa, we ask now, if he marries Eishes Shimon, so Lemaisa Lechura Einach Nami takes, he marries Eishes Shimon, but Eishes Reuven, Lemaisa needs a Chalitza. So, I'll ask a better question. What would be if Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, Shimon has kids? So you don't do Yibum now, right? But Eishes Reuven doesn't have a Yibum yet. She needs Chalitza. Melamed shemegarsho beget. The Gemara says, why you don't need chalitza? Even if he has 100 kids, like the Gemara, what happened to chalitza? Why she doesn't need chalitza? So, I think it's two terutzim. The Keren Oyer himself wants to say the teretz that the Salkedaitoch was only that the same brother will have to do Chalitza, not someone else. He has a Hezbar in it. It's a Chiddush in the Keren Oiro. It was never a Salkedaitoch that the other brothers. But I think maybe there's another reason that everyone else doesn't have to do Chalitza. Be'etzim, she's the Elbe from Eishesach, from the second brother. She's the Elbe, she's Ptura Le'ibu. When she falls from Shimon, the Maisha, she's Arayas, she's Eishesach. She's the Elbe from Eishesach. The Elbe from Eishesach is Ptura Mechalitza Le'ibu. She's the Elbe Le'achar Nafila, but she's the Elbe. She married Shimon now. So, Lo Yitzur, he does give him face to Shimon, so it goes back, took over. But the Moshe takes the other wife of Shimon. So all the other Yavamas is like an Elbe from Eishesach. So that Elbe from Eishesach, so she becomes the Elbe. She's the Elbe, she's the Torah Michalitza. And the Moshe, if he divorces her, so clapping him, she's not Eishesach. He's allowed to take her back. So it's like a dad that you need Chalitza. Clapping the other brothers, they're not allowed to take her now. They're not allowed to take her, she's the Elbe. She's the Elbe, she's part of Michalitza. So I'm saying, we're coming to the same maskon of the Keren Oiro, that the whole Salkedaitoch of the Gemara that she will need Chalitza was only Melamed Shemegar Shebeget. But Ravad, if he dies, was never a Salkedaitoch that you need a Chalitza. Not the Shaila, why? Not the Shaila, why? So we're saying, other Azevi the Keren Oiro that was only on the same brother outside that he has to do Chalitza, someone else was never a Salkedaitoch that you will have to do Chalitza. Other, the maskon of the Gemara is, that while Manavshach, if I'm Yavim, the same lady, I'm coming into Shimon, that took Levi, that took Reuven, and it's right on the Yibu. And if I'm taking the second wife of Shimon, or if he has kids, it's like an Elba from Eish Esach. She's an Elba from Eish Esach. And you can't do Yibu to the other one. Let me end the Gemara. Zog the Gemara as it. ולרב שמעון דאמר הויל ובוא במצור בהתר ולעמדו שאחס באיסו אלא מעטו אחויסו עם אימוי שנסו אוכיב מאובי ואחר כך נולד לו יח במייס תסיעה במהויל ובוא במצור בהתר איסו אחויסו להיכנוסה לא חנם איסו אחויסו אוכי שבי לא מלהיכנוסה סוג דגמור היסו שבי לא מלה היסו עד הלס להתר היסו עד איס להתר סוג רשי סייז איסו עד איס להתר אבל איסו יש אסך איס להתר כשאין לבונים מתכך כשמייס רישם בלבונים Poka Yisur Legaber Sheini V'Neso V'Shlishi Mikach Sheini Yubo. So this was Shittas Rashi that the Teretz of the Gemara is that while Shimon had a heter and a Shesach of Reuven, so Levi comes and he gets the heter with all the Hezberim that we say. Tesis says the Andere Hezber. Ha Yisur the Isle Etere the Poka Yisur the Shesach the Yochel Leachziro Leachar Shigirsho V'chi Heiche the Poka Legabe Didei Yisur the Shesach Poka Namin Gabe Ochiv Anoilad V'ahav Le Yishesochiv Shaloi Hoya Boilom. Interesting. Machlek is Rashi and Tesis v'Pshat. Rashi learns why it's mutter because Shlish Mikach Sheini Yubo. Sheini had a heter, so I'm getting Yenin's heter. Tesis says an andere Woch. Val it's Poka Klape Sheini when he made Yib, Chasane, because Tesis l'shitosoi, Melamed Shemigashu Begetu Machziro, is a Gzira Sakosuv Shanaze Ki Ishti L'chol Dovo, and that Gzira Kosuv Al Dorech Rebaran is Nifka the issues of the first one in Gansin, v'melish is mutter to the third one. As I swore, it's Nifka in Gansen for the first one, but Mele it's Mutter. So it's two halakim that we have to say here. Stamp, Pshat the Tova. First, maybe three Zachen. First, Lefi Tesis, it's very Gishmak that the Gemara brought down here in the middle, Melamed Shemegar Shebegetu Machziro. Because only because there's a Chiddush that Mamish, she's Mutter in Gansen, he's allowed to take her back. This is the Chalois Heter that is Chal. So, Kut Tesis, Lefi Rashi, what is the Heter of this third one to make Yibu Mashalai Hoya Bo Ilomoi? Because if you have Shimon, the heter is because Shimon has a heter, the male Levi goes into Shimon's shoes, and the male he takes over the heter. If it takes us under war. When Shimon made a chasana, she became mutter in Gansen, so it disappeared. If it disappeared, the male is mutter to Levi. The male is mutter to Levi. So I want to ask you a poshta kasha. Well, a poshta kasha. What is the poshta kasha? The poshta kasha is as Chomish can tell it's klo. Bishlem Rashi makes sense. Shlishim b'koyach sheini yubo. What Tesis learns pshat? No. Shimon married her and became mutter. It was raised. So now when Levi comes, there's nothing left of the first one. Maskin? So I'll ask you a kasha. So why Reb Shimon holds dafke yibem v'achar kach noilad? Why noilad v'achar kach yibem Reb Shimon is not matir? What Nesro? Why noilad v'achar kach yibem is not mutter? Noilat. Reuven dies. Shimon is living. Levi is born. She's also on it. Shimon does Yibum. Mutar. Poka and Ganzen. It's Poka and Ganzen. Now Shimon dies. Why Levi can't take over? Why Levi can't take over? Before we said in Rashi Pshat, because by Shimon was no Neso. So by Mele, Shimon doesn't have a Heter on Neso. I only could take what Shimon has. Or by Shimon, it's not called Shalohel Ba'ilomoy. So I only could take Shimon's Heter. This is all the tales we said in Rashi. By Shimon was no Neso. For Levi, it's Neso. You can't say that he had a Heter. By Shimon, it was Hoyer Ba'ilomoy. By me, it's not. But the fifth thesis, the vote is that when Shimon married her, the Eishesach disappeared. The Eishesach disappeared. Now, if the Eishesach disappeared, so why when Levi comes, he can't take her? A pashta kasha b'pshat. A pashta kasha b'pshat. No, come on. The fear Rashi also we had this kasha. Shlish mikach sheni ubo. What is the difference? If I'm coming with the heter of the sheni, what is the difference? Even b'chakach noilad, who explain? Because I'm getting his aterim. He never had a heter on Nesro. By him it was never Nesro. By him it was never Shalohe b'ilamay. But mainly, I don't have his aterim. I only could go in. Afazei vayt. But the fifth thesis, the bold is that when Shimon took her, he raised the Eishesach. Nasek ishtim chaldova, there's nothing left. No shaykh is the teirim or not. So why be him and v'acharkach him and mezasso? So everyone will have to say Nesro. First, so we'll have Nesro. If Nochem didn't want, then we'll have Nesro before the flamet. We'll have to say Nesro. So we'll have to say Nesro. We'll have to say Nesro. But also Nesro is shver. What is Nesro? What is the aver of Nesro? Eishesach. The Eishesach disappears, she's not Eishesach anymore. Before she does Yibum, she's Nesro, she's Eishesach, she's 100 things. When Shimon takes her, he races the Eishesach, right? It's raised, nothing left. Why? But what is the Yisur? What is the Yisur? No, but if that Yisur is... I'm just trying to point out. Lefi Rashi, Shlishi Mikrach Sheni Yubo. So I get the heter that the Sheni had. We asked, so what if it's Nesro? Sheni never had a heter on Nesro. Sheni never had a heter on Shalom Yibo Yilomoy. So I'm saying, if Sheni never had a heter, I can't get more from him. He's Mutar on Eishesach. Here it's a Elba Dike Eishesach. Here it's a Nesro Dike Eishesach. The taste doesn't want to say Shlishi Mekerach Sheni. And what if the taste anyway loses Esel Echeloi to say, it's not Mistaba to say Shlishi Mekerach Sheni. So taste like it didn't decide to say Shlishi Mekerach Sheni. Taste is going without Shlishi Mekerach Sheni. Say it. So Teisvus is going without Shlishi Mekerach Sheni. Master. So Kum Teisvus. So Teisvus, so what is the Lomnis? Stop. That's Lomnis. While Shimon married her, and it's Nasik Ishtel Lechol Dovo, Kilu is no more Eishesach, it's Boka, so when Shlishi comes, you can take her. So now the Shalit, so what if it was born before? You're right, there's a Nesel. So first you have to say Nesel. On Nesel, we don't have a Pshal if you Teisvus. But the Shalit, Nesel will help. If Nesel means Eishesach comes back, she's not Eishesach anymore. Why not?
That's the reason
they should suck
doesn't go off.
We know.
So the whole Zika is Paka when Shimon comes. But by Noel
and Hachibim,
there's still more Zika around.
Zog Tesis, look in Loshna Tesis. Ki heiche de Poka legabi de dei Yisur Yishu Sach, Poka nami legabi Yochi. So that's how to understand. I don't understand what is the keheche de poka. I understand what is keheche de poka. The pshat is the Eishesach disappears and taika she's only Eishesach of sheni. She's not Eishesach of rishon. This beetsam I'm the fifth taste is beetsam shver. Why are you allowed to be machziro? Beetsam the Eishesach. The terrace is nasa ki ishtoi is nischadish no more Eishesach. So taste if no more Eishesach, so the third one can take it. Hashem pshat. Rabbanon hold Yibum HaRishayim. Shtag, it's not Poka. So Rabbanon makes sense. Yibum HaRishayim, it's not Poka. Reb Shimon hold it's Poka. If this is the long that it's not it's Poka, it's no Svar, it's Mechalek, but Noilad V'Achakach Yibum, Yibum V'Achakach Noilad. Midab Shtol Naftem. Midab Shtol Naftem. Pshat. It's a regular Nesro, but what is Nesro Alamo? What is that? Well, when someone has Nesro, when you punish him, what Oynish you give him? You malke mishum Nesro, you malke mishum Eishesach. But what is the aver? Avu state in Teir, you're right, one second. Avu state in Teir that you have an Isur to do Nesro. Nesro means that the Eishesach stays also. Kevin she Nesro, Eishesach, I mean, Kevin she Nesro shoah, darchinoya, what is darchinoya? So be meile, the Eishesach is not muter. But they should start as not muta. But if they should start as the peer, what can Zion Nesro? What is Zion Nesro? I hear it. I hear. What is the Nesro? What is the East? What is the Malchus of Nesro? What is the Malchus of Nesro? What is the Malchus of Nesro? What is the Yisur of Nesro? I'm more from that. If you have to matter to me the Ishisach, you tell me I cannot matter you. Kevin Shinesa Shoachas, I can't. Kevin the Poka Lagabi, the Poka Lagabi me, it's Poka. Weiss nice, I'm saying, all of you. I'm saying, that this Nesro. We'll start the Mishnah. First two lines. Let me have to the first two lines. Klal omru beyevomo. Kol shihi isur erve, loy choy letzes veloy misyabemes. Kol shihi isur erve, loy choy letzes veloy misyabemes. Bosh, I want to start it before Ador Sheni. Bosh. Kol shihi, klal omru beyevomo. Kol shihi isur erve, loy choy letzes veloy misyabemes. How you learn pshat in this line? So we have a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos here. How to read the first line of the Mishnah? I'm looking in Tosfos, the Mishnah. Klal omru beyevom. Kol shi isur erva loicholetzes veloy misyabemes. Zokt Rashi, tzorotzo vekol shekeni. We're not talking about the erva. We're talking about the tzor. Who told Rashi to say such a modern pshat? Who told? Klal amru beyevomo. Kol shi isur erva lo yicholetzes veloy misyabemes. So Rashi, the tzoro. Also here, she calls again. He be kol shi tzoro. Who told Rashi to make such a pshat? What? Is it time to say such a pshat in the Mishnah? If you would come yourself to say a pshat in the Mishnah, it would be a tzad to mazbir hazeh. Al kochoch, Rashi learns that this Mishnah is a hemshech to the first Mishnah of the Masechta. 15 noshim potter tzorosayim v'tzoros tzorosayim. So Rashi, klal omru, and that was stated in the first Mishnah, potter tzorosayim, klal omru, kol shi isur erve. In Tesis, the Ba'amasri la'asriya tzorosayimis, we're not learning out of Tzuge, but he brings down, af agav demasnisin l'ktoni ha'tzor. We'll learn the Tzuge, we'll see the Tzuge. But Tesis stated mefurish, the Mishnah is talking about herself. Tachzach hazevi Tesis is glad. Now we read one more line of the Mishnah. Isur mitzvah ve isur kedusha choyletzes veloy misyabemes. Chai belavim choyletzes veloy misyabemes. Lefi Rashi, we talk about the tzoro. From when tzor chai belavim patro the tzoro? From when chai belavim patro the tzoro? Lefi Tesis is very glad. Lefi Tesis is very glad. We speak about herself. Aber lefi Rashi, Rashi is going to be masbud in Mishneps, a shvele pshat, to tie to the first Mishnah, and now you're trying to read the next line, it doesn't go. Koshi isu mitzvah choletzes v'lei misyabemes. The fitesis is very glad. So you have to know, Sidoa Meiri, that brings down a shita, that chai velabim v'ese, pato de tzoro meibu. Tzorosa kemo isu? Choletzes? Be'esem this kasha, the ritmo frekdof and ort of Rashi. Frek the ritmo and Rashi. He doesn't understand. If you Rashi, you can't read the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Look at the whole speaker of Tzor Zayimis. Rashi is maimi the Mishnah as merat of the Tzor. And remember, the Hemshech of the Mishnah is very shver. Only if Rashi will learn like the Meiri. Chidush, like the Meiri is doicha that shita. Like that shita nidocho. As the aloch is, that chai velavim and shni is patr the Tzor meibu. Avadu vepashe sinishta ze. A minute. All Rishonim zog mefurish that chai velabim and shnias don't patter the tzor. We'll have to stop here. Every lesson is like that. It's not every lesson.